CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 25th of September 2022. Here are the main news headlines. The news headlines are RSGB Convention 2022, new RSGB EMF calculator app, remote examination invigilators wanted. The RSGB has published the draft programme for its annual convention. There are over 50 lectures planned for the weekend, so there should be something for everyone to enjoy. This is the Society's first hybrid event where some of the lectures will be also delivered live-streamed. Further details of that live-stream will be added to the RSGB convention webpage over the next few days. All three levels of UK amateur radio exams will be held at the RSGB convention, and the deadline for booking an exam slot has been extended to Sunday the 2nd of October. You won't be able to book exams on the day, and you will need to take your own laptop. For links to the convention programme and the online exam booking form, go to rsgb.org/convention. The deadline for booking convention day or weekend tickets, accommodation or complete packages online is the 2nd of October. The RSGB has issued a trial version 2 of its EMF calculator app. This version removes the restriction on frequency below 10 megs and the minimum separation of near-field boundary. The app is being released as a trial version as the RSGB would welcome feedback from users. You can find the app and more information about the EMF work on the RSGB website. There'll be also a presentation on the update at the RSGB convention on Saturday and an EMF support clinic on Sunday morning. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is on Monday the 3rd of October when Damon Tilley, G4USI, takes HF on holiday, aimed at everyone from beginners upwards. Damon will look at considerations and ideas for those who would like to take HF away with them. Find out more on the RSGB website. Remote invigilators and online examinations have been a huge success due to the efforts of the team of invigilators. If you've not previously invigilated an online exam using the TestReach system and would like more information on joining the team, please email eqam@rsgb.org.uk. The closing date for application for the RSGB's Commonwealth Games Operating Awards is next month. The RSGB Awards Manager must receive your application via awards@rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of October, or your application won't be counted. Further details and application forms for the 2022 Commonwealth Games Award and the GB22 Award are on the Society's website at rsgb.org/CWG. Andy, G6PJZ, has received the coveted Summits on the Air Mountain Goat Award for reaching 1,000 activator points. Andy started collecting SOTA points in 2015. His Mountain Goat qualifying activation took place from a summit in the English Lake District recently. The provisional results for the last IARU Region 150 and 70 meg CW and SSB contests are available. Congratulations to GM4Z UK, who has placed first in the single operator 70 megs category, and G0VHF/P, who has been placed first in the multi-operator section. In the 50 MHz contest, GM4Z UK was placed second in the single operator category, and G8T was placed second in the multi-operator category. Read the first full results at iaru-rfigure1.org. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rallies and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, Sunday the 25th of September, Western Supermare Radio Society and Electronics Rally will be held at the Campus Community Centre, BS24 7DX. It opens at 10 a.m. and entry is £3 per person. On Sunday the 2nd of October, the Welsh Radio Rally will be held at the new venue of Llanwern High School, NP18-2YE. Doors open at 10 a.m. More information at gw6gw.co.uk. Special event news. Today the 25th, the South Eastern Amateur Radio Group, EI2WRC, will be active from the Shore Valley Railway Station in County Waterford in Ireland for Railways on the Air. In celebration of the life of the Queen, late Queen Elizabeth II, members of the Marconi Amateur Radio Circle will be active as 9H6QE until the 14th of October. Main activity will be on the 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 metre bands, QSL Direct to 9H1MRC. DX News, Stephen, M0CYT, will be active on Christmas Island between the 24th of September and the 1st of October. He'll be operating on the 10 to 80 metre bands using SSB FT8 and WSPR most afternoons and evenings. He'll be using the Christmas Island Amateur Radio Club call sign VK9XX. This week, Vincent K6VVK will be active as Fox Oscar stroke call sign from French Polynesia. He'll operate CWSSB FT8, FT4 on the 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Nathan, 2E0HSAV, is a technician from Port Stanley's radio station and plans to be active this week as VP8AAE using SSB in various digital modes. He plans to activate some SOTA references along the east and west coast of the Falkland Islands, QSL via operator's instruction. Contest news, the Practical Wireless 70 Megs competition will take place today the 25th, running from 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signals, strength, serial number and locator. Today the 25th, the UK Microwave Group has its 5.7 and 10 gigs contest. The contest will run from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The Worldwide RITI contest ends its 24-hour run at 2359 UTC today the 25th. Operating will take place on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contest operation is allowed, the exchange of signal report and CQ zone. Monday, RSGB FT4 contest takes place between 1900 and 2030, 80, 40 and 20 metre bands, exchange of signal report and 4 character locator. Tuesday, RSGB SHF UK activity contest takes place 1830 to 2130 UTC, all modes, on 2.3 to 10 gigs, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EICC 80-metre contest will run from 2000 to 2100 UTC CW, exchange of 6-character locator. On Saturday, the 1.2 gigs trophy and 2.3 gigs trophy both run 1400 to 2200 UTC, all modes in the respective bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And next Sunday, the 2nd of October, the DX contest takes place between 0600 and 1800 UTC, CW and SSB 3.5 and 28 metre bands, exchange of signal report and serial number. The 77th Oceania DX contest will start at 0600 UTC on Saturday the 1st of October and will run for 24 hours, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the 432 megs to 245 gigs contest runs from 1400 UTC on the 1st to 1400 UTC on the 2nd. At the same time, the IARU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest is also taking place. Using all modes, the exchange is the same for both contest, signal report, serial number and locator. The Worktal Britain DX contest takes place on Sunday the 2nd of October, 0500 to 2300 UTC. Entrants can pick any 6-hour period to score points in the contest. The 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands can be used. Exchanges report serial number and WAB square if applicable. Now for radio propagation report. Last week the last week saw the solar flux index decline very slightly to 137. The good news is that we have reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions. The highest KP index has been 3, but it's often been at 0 or 1. This is good news as it means that the ionosphere has had a chance to develop. The MUF's over a 3,000-kilometre path has often exceeded 28 megs, especially in the early afternoons. This will probably improve further as we head into late September and early October. The result is that some good DX has been available. J20EE in Djibouti, Africa, has been workable on 10CW, as has said D7BG on St Helena, and ZL7-K5WE on Chatham Island is reported to have been very easy to work on 40. The 4X6TU IBP beacon in Givatayim, Israel, on 28.2 MHz, has been audible down to 1 watt, which is very encouraging. Numerous North American low-power beacons have also been audible, including the 5-watt K5 TLL on 28.298 megs in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. As we head into next week, the sun will be dominated by active regions 3105 and 3107. 3105 is actually the remains of AR3089, a cluster of sunspots in 3105. Continue to turn into view off the southeast limit for now. They remain mostly stable. However, minor solar flares will be quite possible. NOAA predicts that the sunspot index may decline to the mid-120s next week. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain calm, at least the 29th, when the KP index is predicted to rise to 5 or 6. A single CME could soon disrupt the calm, so don't expect the good conditions to last. Now for VHF and up propagation news. They write, the weather has a noticeable autumn flavour to it lately, and the coming week is continuing that theme. As this was being prepared on Wednesday evening, there's a hint of tropo over the southern half of British Isles, but as soon as a cold front completes its journey south on Thursday, we enter a period of cooler northwesterly winds. This will bring rain and showers, and means for most of this weekend and next week, rain scatter is a good option for the gigahertz band. Later in the week, and probably nearer next weekend, we find another high edging closer to Ireland and Western Britain, perhaps bringing some patchy tropo down the western side of the country. Further possibility is for meteor scatter and auroral propagation to present themselves as an option, but see the HF section earlier for the solar details and implications. The KP index rising above 5 will be a useful guide for the chance of an aurora. There are no major showers in the coming week, although towards the end... I think there should be meteor showers in the coming week, although towards the end there may be some early Orionid showers, shower reflections. This shower will peak between the 2nd and 7th of October. It's also worth watching for reflections during the daytime from the Sextantid meteor shower, which is active until the 9th of October. The peak's expected to be around 27th of September, so good hunting. The moon will be low in the sky throughout this week, and as this coincides with the moon getting closest to Earth, path losses will be lowest. With the equinox now past, the sun will not appear above the ecliptic again for another 6 months. This will make the sun to cold sky noise measurements less easy. If you need to make these measurements, and there are a few EMA operators who don't, now is probably a good time to do them before those horizon trees get in the way. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me too until next week.